Good to see everybody here tonight. We're glad you made it. And I'm sure there's a curiosity on your part as the reason you're here. But anyway, we're going to get into our lesson. And we started this morning, and the truth is like a Big Mac. And so our lesson, all four lessons, is basically how to teach others, or personal evangelism is our purpose. We want to talk about that. Now, in our last lesson, we did talk about our responsibility to teach people and teach them the truth. We realize there are people not familiar with the Bible or its concepts. And believe me, you know a lot of those people. They don't know what the Bible is. They've never even read the Bible. And so, or they have misconceptions about the Bible. So there's a lot of people who are ignorant of the Bible. And we look at the example of Jesus on how to teach others. What did he do? He spoke in parables. He talked about things that people were familiar with to kind of give them an analogy. So focusing upon the truth of God's word and recognizing that truth will bring about salvation. This is the greatest message available to mankind, and we should be sharing it. All right, why this approach? Well, as we're going about to find out, we're probably thinking that I've gone bonkers, okay? You probably are. You say, okay, this guy's gone bonkers. But anyway, just wait a few minutes before you pass judgment. About 18 minutes from now, I'll ask you this question: do you think I've gone bonkers? So anyway, you can check that, and we'll see where I'm coming from. And these comparisons might surprise you as we start looking at these things. Now, one thing about is the location. We want to see that first we know where not to find the Big Mac. Okay? Now, that's just common sense. At the library, the shoe store, city hall, hardware store, in fact, most stores. Of course, this sermon was put together before the Big Macs went into the Walmarts. But anyway, I mean the McDonald's did. But anyway, sometimes our homes, the rodeo arena, our favorite hunting or fishing spots, you will not find it at Subway, China Palace, Taco Bell, Sonic, or Denny's. I mean, that's just common sense. We know that. We will find a Big Mac where it originated and where it belongs. At McDonald's. Everywhere and anywhere you find a McDonald's, you will find a Big Mac. It's on their menu. And they haven't taken it off yet. This is where it was created, and this is where it was trademarked, and this is where it is marketed. Now, what does this have to do with the truth? You're going to ask that question. Well, we're going to do this. First of all, we learn where not to find the truth. And many of the places I already mentioned about that, also smutty magazines, love novels, science books, most restaurants and retail stores, you're not going to find the truth. In most schools, you're not going to find the truth. Most communities, you're not going to find the truth. And most of the people you deal with, you're not going to find the truth. So we learn that. And food you find in a restaurant, truth you find in a church. Now, here's the analogy, though. As you cannot find a Big Mac in just any restaurant, you cannot find the truth in just any church. That's something that has to be emphasized, because there's a lot of false, there's a lot of religions out there that are not teaching the truth. And there's a lot who claim to be teaching the truth, which they have a little bit of truth, but it's not all the truth. And so we just have to say that, okay, just because the sign says church on the door doesn't mean you're going to go in and hear the message of salvation. It's not necessarily going to happen. So we have to look specifically for this item. So you can only find it in the church that serves it. And that's where you introduce the Church of Christ. Because Christ is truth. Christ taught the truth. When we teach God's word, we teach him the truth. So that's where you're going to find the truth. Now, how can you get it? Well, once again, common sense tells us. Now, Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you." You can go to the right place and ask for it by name. And that makes sense. I want a Big Mac, just like that. But try asking for that when you walk up to the counter at Wendy's or Burger King and see what happens. I mean, they're just going to laugh at you. We don't have a Big Mac. We got something like a Big Mac, but it's not a Big Mac. And so, yeah, you're going to see that. So when you want the truth and go into one of these churches, I want the truth. Well, we really don't have that here. We have our own version. That's what we're going to find out. Now, can we change it? Now, you can. Someone might go in and ask for a Big Mac, but maybe add tomatoes to it, or take off the pickles, or use mustard instead of the special sauce. I mean, people can do that. People want to do things like that. And people usually treat the truth the same way. They don't like it in its purity, so they take away, they add to, or change the ingredients. And yes, we have warnings in the Bible about doing those very things. Back in all the way in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4 talks about don't add to it, don't take away from it. And Deuteronomy chapter 4. And then there's passages in the Psalms and Proverbs says don't add to it, don't take away from it. And then of course Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Don't add to it, don't take away from it. You'll pay the price for it. If you want it some other way than what it is, just go to Burger King. I mean, you can have it your way, right? You've heard that phrase. You can have it your way. If you don't like the truth that's being preached here, believe me, there's another place in this town you can go to get whatever gospel you want to hear. Whatever thing you want to hear pertaining maybe to a particular doctrine. I mean, the doctrine of divorce and remarriage, there's a lot of contention about that. You don't like what this preacher says, there's another preacher out there that knows what you want, and they're willing to give it to you. Just like these false teachers, they know what the people want, and they're willing to give it to them, no matter what the cost. See, the Bible warns us to take the word as it is without compromise. That's what we're supposed to do. We take Jesus as he is. We don't have to remold him into a character that we think Jesus should be this way. A lot of people try and do that with God too, right? Well, my God would not do that. My God would not send anybody to an eternal hell. We hear that all the time. People want to fashion God and make God in their image as opposed to taking the way God is and accepting him for who he is. And people want to do the same thing with the truth. Well, this is a little distasteful. I don't like this part, so I'm just going to pick this out. They treat the truth like a smorgasbord. You know, a buffet line, you go down, okay, you like some of this, you like some of that, and maybe this. Stuff you don't like, don't even mess with. Just walk right on by. And that's the way a lot of people treat the truth. They don't like some of it, so they just bypass it and go around it. Now, what makes up a Big Mac? And you're not going to like this, because I'm going to do something for you that you're not going to like. Many people remember the ingredients of a Big Mac. And it is the same in all the McDonald's stores that you go into. It's all the same. They even had their own jingle. And I'm going to tell you that jingle. You're going to be thinking about it all night long. Remember? Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You remember that? Yeah. I mean, they drilled it into our brains. Every time we watched a football game, we heard that five times. And every show you watch, you hear it two or three times. Of course, this was back in the 70s when they were doing that. But it was catchy. And you're going to go to bed tonight thinking that jingle. But anyway, that's the way the truth should be for us. It should get in our mind and resonate and move around on this truth. All right. And then, of course, now, and just common sense tells you, what if you opened up your sandwich and found only one beef patty? Would that be a true Big Mac? No, it would not. Something would be different. Something's missing. And you say, well, instead of 2 8-pound patties, I'll put 1/4-pound patty. It's still not a Big Mac, is it? No, it's not. And so we can understand that. When someone tries to give you something that's less than the truth, it ought to resonate, say, wait a minute, this isn't right. Or if they've added something to it, no, this isn't right. See, that's why we had that jingle. two all beef patties and all that stuff. That's why it's there. It tells everybody, you know exactly what's in it. So it would not be a true Big Mac. Now I realize in recent years they've started advertising, you know, the Little Mac and then the Grand Mac or whatever. And they are a little bit different. Like one has three patties and one has the one patty. But there's only one real Big Mac. Now what happens when and if you change it? Now when you change the ingredients, it becomes just another sandwich. Or in our application, it becomes another doctrine. When someone changes what the truth is, it actually becomes another doctrine. So when you change it, it ceases to be what it was intended to be. And many people are ignorant of what the Bible contains in the first place. And many who are ignorant of Scripture still try to explain it, and they do such a poor job. You know, about 15 years after the Big Mac came out and they put that jingle out, they had some, a few advertisements saying, you remember what's in a Big Mac? And of course they had some celebrities kind of really flub up the jingle and do that. But still, they did such a poor job. And anybody who is ignorant of the Bible, they try and tell somebody something about what the Bible is all about, they mess it up. I was talking with a guy one time, and he was like, yeah, all those people lived back in the Bible days, lived 300, 400, 500 years. Jesus was 500 years old. And, of course, we know that's not true. And anybody who knows the Bible knows that's not true. But some of them, they still act. They want to at least feel that they know something about God. And they try and tell other people these things. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished, or equipped for every good work. Now, does everybody like it? Well, I actually, no. There's many people who do not like Big Macs. Some people have never even tasted a Big Mac. Of course, in the same way, many do not like the truth. They cannot stomach it, they cannot handle it, and they don't even want to try it. That becomes evident by how they treat it. Very obvious. And so one way is just do not ask for it. You may go into a McDonald's, and of course I'll ask for the fish sandwich, but I'm not going to ask for a Big Mac because personally I don't like Big Macs. I never have. That secret sauce they have, Thousand Island dressing, I just don't think that belongs on a hamburger. But anyway, that's what they do, so I just don't ask for it. They got other choices. They got the quarter pounder. They got other sandwiches. So I'm okay when I go in there because I can order something different. If I get one by accident, guess what? I'm going to take it up there. Hey, you gave me the wrong sandwich. And I'm going to turn it in, or I'll throw it away, or if I'm close enough to home, I'll take it home to my dog and let him eat it. But I'm not going to eat one because I just don't like them personally. I tell others I do not like it, and you might do the same thing. And there's a lot of us, if we come across something we don't like, we're sure to tell people, I don't like this. And sometimes we do. Some people, when they hear the truth, they don't like it. Guess what? They're going to tell others they don't like it. And of course, they may have to come up with different reasons. Well, wait a minute, it's the truth. Why don't you like it? Well, they come up with all sorts of excuses. It should not be that way. Now, is it satisfying? Here's another way we can look at this. When you find it, if you like it, you're satisfied. Most people can get by eating one Big Mac, and that's a meal. That's good enough for them. Some people are pigs, and they need two. But they want to do that. One is usually sufficient to satisfy you, and you are filled. And one's a meal, unless you are some sort of pig, like I said. The truth should work the same way. We should, every dose of truth that we can get, it ought to be satisfying. It ought to be filling us up, filling our minds up with the truth. And it ought to be something that we do on a regular basis. We need to do that. Just like, does it last? You can ask that question. Well, it lasts only for a short time. See, a few hours later, guess what? One helping is not enough for sustenance of life. We know that. You eat a Big Mac, 3-4 hours later, you're ready to eat something else or eat another one, whatever the case might be. But just one meal is not good spiritual nourishment. When you think about it, we must constantly receive nourishment in order to live. And so you need to go back for more or find nourishment of other sorts continuously. How many of y'all go and only eat one meal a week? Anybody? No. You know why? Because you need that sustenance. But a lot of people, one dose of the truth is good enough for a week, as far as they're concerned. It doesn't work that way. We need to do this on a daily basis. So is one helping enough? We just answered that. Much like the physical food, one helping will not last a lifetime. Do you eat one meal a week? No. And we must continuously seek the nourishment for our spiritual health. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. How is the inward man renewed day by day? Is it about thinking about it? If you just sat there, and I've already got it in your mind, okay, think about a Big Mac. It's in your mind. You're there. Your stomach is still growling, right? I know Russell's is still growling because he told me it was. He was ready for a Big Mac. But anyway, I mean, his mind, he thinks about food. Tell me what hungry person doesn't think about food? If they're hungry, thinking about food is not going to do them any good, is it? You know, when Jesus talked about those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, it's just thinking about it is not what's going to do it. It's actually going to the Word of God and studying it. That's how you're going to get filled with the truth. And that's the only way it can happen. It doesn't happen just because, well, I'm thinking about the truth, so automatically I have all the truth and I have all the truth I need. Some people actually act like that. But no, we need this on a day-by-day basis. And we can be renewed. Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. We need to be filled with the goodness of God. Everything God tells us to do, we need to be overflowing with that stuff. You remember when Jesus said in John 10:10, I come to bring life and life more abundantly? In other words, he wants our lives to overflow. Overflow with understanding his word. Overflow with the attitude we need that he wants us to have towards each other and to help others. Then Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. There are some things we are supposed to be filled with. Now, we mentioned earlier, if we stick our face into smutty magazines and these books that talk about different things which are unmentionables, then where's our mind? What's it focusing on? You put your mind in the Word of God, and what's it going to focus on? It's going to focus on the truth. And that's where we need to be. That's where we need to be more often than we usually are. Like I said, some of us probably do not open our Bibles any time between Sunday and next Sunday. That's got to change. You've got to be seeking God's Word, God's message, His thing for your life. Now, you can say, ah, or you can say, ugh, when it comes to a Big Mac. You consider either reward or punishment depending on if you like it. Many people enjoy it, and it has to be the case because they would not have sold billions had people not liked it. And that's very true. And McDonald's has tried other sandwiches, and we've seen this happen. And, of course, they discontinued them because they did not sell or were not profitable. Some sold for a while, then they lagged off. And so, all of a sudden, you know, the McRib keeps coming back every 3 or 4 years. McRib is back! McRib is back! Everybody gets all... And I stopped eating those a long time ago because they're not healthy for you, really. They're not. But anyway, they tried these other sandwiches, and they tried the home-style burger and the double this or that. But they basically, their business runs on their staple products, their main products. But still, some people do not like it. Ugh. If you put one in my mouth, that's what I would say. Ugh. Or maybe worse. I don't know. But anyway. Now, the truth is enjoyable to some people. When they get the opportunity to study God's Word, to take advantage of the opportunity to come to Bible class and study and contemplate the words of Scripture and then contemplate our different ideas. That's what we really get out of our Bible studies, as we talk about and we help each other see how this has application for me. And that's one of the things, the great things we have about our Bible studies, is to be able to do that. And some of us actually enjoy the truth. In fact, we can't get enough of it. We want more and more of it. And it should be that way. But the truth is hard to swallow for others, because there's something in the truth that says, okay, I need to change my ways. And some people don't want to change their ways. And so they're going to have a problem with the truth. But those who want to be right with God, they're going to find out, what does it take? I'm going to have to make the special effort to make sure I am right with God. So I'm going to do what He tells me I need to do. We look, as Jesus taught, the ones who enjoy it are far fewer than those who despise it. Now, is that the truth? Absolutely. There's so many people, there's so many souls walking around who despise the truth. They hate it. They don't like it. Or they don't want the whole truth, put it that way. Oh, they need some truth to make themselves feel good about themselves. But they don't want to have to deal with all the truth. Matthew 7:13-14. The straight and narrow that leads to life versus the broad and crooked that leads to destruction. We've heard that many times. And Jesus said there will be few that will be on that narrow pathway. And why is that? Because the truth is too hard for those people to handle. It doesn't fit their lifestyle. Have you ever heard that before? Yeah, all the time. Now, the Big Mac is simple, yet it's also complicated. See, the Big Mac is simple and detailed at the same time. Now, what am I talking about? Well, the most simple way to look at a Big Mac is that it is food. It is a sandwich. I mean, let's face it. Bun on top, bun on the bottom, meat in between. It's a sandwich. And that's the way it was. That's how it came about. And so, that's one way to look at it. It is food. But as we look at it, we can realize that technology offers so much to us today, and we could learn a lot more about this Big Mac. Let's face it, we could dig deeper and know the ingredients. You could even scientifically examine to see the individual ingredients and their origins and characteristics. Isn't it amazing, as you watch some of these CSI shows and everything, they talk about different things, and they point out, well, this particular plant only grows in certain parts of the world and stuff like that. And they find their killers or the people they're trying to catch by various scientific methods. Well, a scientist can actually take an onion and figure out its DNA, and sometimes they can tell you even what field it came out of and where it came from. They can do the same thing with lettuce and tomatoes and all that. They can do it the piece of meat. They can tell what kind of meat it is. That's how they found out sometimes they were selling horse meat mixed in with it, or kangaroo meat. And they stopped that, of course. But still, scientists can look and see where this meat comes from. A biologist could tell where the onions and lettuce came from and so on, and the wheat to make the bread. They can even figure, even after you baked it and changed its characteristics, they can tell you where that wheat came from, whether it came from Kansas or whether it came from Texas or wherever. They can do that. And remember that plants and animals have DNA. Just like each of us has DNA, plants have DNA as well. And the DNA is specific to a particular strain. Now the truth. Now, here's where we make the analogy. Complicated may not be the right word, even though some make it that way. Deep. The Word of God is deep. It is powerful. It is very special. And all it is God's Word. It's the truth. That's what the truth is. It is the truth. It's simple enough to understand. Anybody can understand it if they want to. And it's deep enough to immerse ourselves into it, to gather all the knowledge and treasures therein. You can sit down and read a verse, and you can study it. You can read it from several translations and get the ideas of the translators from the original language. And you could look at all these different concepts that is there. And you can go in, and if you have a study Bible, you can start running your cross-references. And you go here and forth, and you can just basically dig a huge pit just filled with knowledge. Just from one verse. Sometimes even from just a couple of words is all you need. And it's powerful enough and intriguing enough. Some of us want to know more. Some of us want to understand. We want to understand things like the grace of God. How does that really work? The providence of God. How does that work? And can we describe it? And we try and think of all these different things. And the Word of God can just keep us busy hours upon hours as we study this Word. And we can get involved and see, well, how far do we want to take it? As far as you want. You can go back and you get some of these Greek dictionaries and go down and look at the root words and what they come from and what they all mean. And we can get a better understanding of what God is trying to tell me. Because that's what the message is for, right? The message is for me. It's for all mankind. But specifically, he wants me to know what I need to do in order to be pleasing to him. Now, we also know a sacrifice is required. In order to receive it, you must make a sacrifice. What do you mean a sacrifice? Well, right now, you pay $3.29 for it. Now, if you're in the airport, you pay $5.29 for it. But still, you have to give up something in order to receive it. You just walk in and say, hey, give me a Big Mac. The first thing they're going to have their hand out and say, okay, yeah, I'll be glad to give you a Big Mac. And we know that's true. If we sold products, we'd probably do the same thing. Before I give you my product, you're going to have to pay for this. So we do that. And you trade your money for what you want. And don't we do that every day? We go to the grocery store. We pick out what we want. What do? We walk out to the car and load it up and just drive home? No, there's a person called a cashier there, right? You've got to scan the items and then pay for them, right? Common sense. Sacrifices have to be made. If we're going to get anything, we need to pay for it. And we usually get what we pay for. Sometimes the Big Mac has been put on sale, special promotion, 99 cents. Of course, it's been a while since that happened. Now their special promotions are $2.99 or something like that. But anyway, I looked it up. The original price of the Big Mac when it first came out was 45 cents. Now, can you imagine that? Of course, that's when their hamburgers were 15 cents. But so the Big Mac was a big deal, and so they charged 45 cents for it. And so, but they do this every now and then, give special promotions. Now, when it comes to the truth, we also need to make a sacrifice. And hopefully we can understand this. We must give up or change our feelings, our emotions, and in some cases, our lifestyle. When we are exposed to the truth and decide to accept it, we have to make a change. We have to give up something that we consider to be ourselves in order to get it. Remember what Jesus said? We must deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him daily. Well, that's what he's talking about. Give up your particular wants and your desires. In other words, that's selfishness, which we talked about last week. We just have to give that up. Now, it is decision time. Am I as bonkers as you thought a little while ago? If you think yes, then that's okay. I'm not going to get upset with you. Or does this make sense? Do you think you could actually take this analogy and share it with someone to make sense of it? To help someone understand, well, the truth is so complicated. Well, it can be, unless you look at it from a different way. The truth is so very simple. And that's what we're supposed to do. So maybe you can think of some other comparisons. And when I first did this, I had a whole bunch of them. I've just narrowed it down to these few. But there's a lot of comparisons that can be made between the truth and a Big Mac. Now, next week, we're going to continue this series, and we're going to get away from the Big Mac. We're going to look and compare the church to McDonald's. And you'll be surprised. So between now and next Sunday, think about it. What are some ways you can compare the church to McDonald's? You might come up with some ideas that might be, you might think, well, that makes sense. And you can do that. And if I don't bring it up next week, you can tell me about it, and I might add it to the outline or something like that. Now, such logic does not work with every fact, and that's very true. But there are many learning tools we can gather to teach us these things. And we can use these tools to teach others. See, teaching others about the truth is as easy as teaching them about something they know about. Like I said this morning, who doesn't know what a Big Mac is? Everybody knows what one is. Everybody knows where to find it. I mean, that is something that's very simple to understand, and it's a tool that you can use to explain things. See, like I said, there's a lot of people don't know anything about the Bible. They don't know anything about the church. They don't know anything about the true church. Use something that they're familiar with in order to teach them. We draw parallels in our teaching so that they can understand the basic points. See, a parallel, what does that sound like? Parable. Remember this morning, Jesus spoke in parables. That's all he did in his teaching. He spoke in parables. He told people things that eventually, sooner or later, they were going to figure it out. Those that wanted to. Now, those that didn't want to figure it out, they just heard some story and they were satisfied with that. But some people knew there was a moral to the story. What's he trying to get across? Sometimes we read the parables and we have to sit down. Okay, now what message is he trying to tell us? Because these parables, even though some were directed towards certain individuals, like the Pharisees and the scribes, even though they were directed to them, there's an application for us. We're finding that in our Sunday morning series of classes. The parables in Luke, yes. There's things to be learned. And these points are really simple to comprehend. And when you can understand it yourself, it makes it a whole lot easier to teach someone else. Now, if you're all confused about how this works or how that works, trying to teach someone is just very confusing. You're going to get yourself lost. But if you can comprehend this yourself, you should be able to translate it and put it into words in ways that you think people can understand. And so a lot can be learned in this way. That's why Jesus taught in parables, and we can use the same method that Jesus used. The point is, we need to get busy teaching others. Now, are you doing your part? Are you inviting people to church? Are you inviting them to study the Bible with you? Are you inviting them to even consider who Jesus is? I mean, this is something you need to do for yourself. So consider those thoughts. We're going to, like I say, continue this series next Sunday, and then, of course, the Sunday after that, we'll finish it up. But it's a very simple lesson. When we're trying to teach people, we need to teach them the basics. The very basics is the fact that everyone needs salvation. Why? Because all have sinned and fall short of His glory. And they are lost. Those people who are lost, they haven't got a hope. They don't have anything to look forward to in this life except the stern judgment of God. That's what they have looked forward to. But we can give them hope in another direction. By focusing on Jesus, we can give them the hope of eternal life. By them accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By them repenting of their sins. By them confessing His name before others. and then being baptized for the remission of their sins. They can have that hope of eternal life. It is there. All those who have confessed His name and been baptized, they have that hope. Some have given up on that hope. And it's time to rededicate yourself to the Lord. So if there's anything we can do to assist you, we invite you to come while together we stand and sing.